From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. Data shows that in recent years, African American drivers in Columbia are searched at nearly five times the rate of white drivers. That is according to the Mid-Missouri Civil Liberties Association. Racial disparities in stop and search data continue to appear in everyday law enforcement in the United States. Don Love is a board member of MOCLA and spoke at the Daniel Boone Regional Library last night on the issue. Love says it can be dangerous if people don't pay attention to the data that is available.
It's very easy for someone to think their perspective is enough proof they need for whatever opinion they have. But we need everybody to be looking for some sort of objective criteria that they can agree on and then use as a basis for discussion.
MOCLA is an independent association that focuses on the preservation and advancement of civil rights and liberties in Missouri. Court records say a suspect in the killing of a 13-year-old boy shot the victim while playing with guns in a Columbia home. The Columbia Missourian reports that prosecutors upgraded the charge against 19-year-old Cameron White on Monday from involuntary manslaughter to second-degree murder. No attorney is listed for him in online court records. The probable cause statement says White told a woman that Deshaun Harris asked White to shoot him as they were getting high and playing with guns Saturday night. White says he shot Harris in the head, then fled when the victim's family came into the room. An educator advisory panel is recommending mandating gifted and talented instruction at every school district. That requirement was eliminated in 2006. Steve Coxon is chair of the Gifted Education Advisory Council. He told the state school board today that removing the mandate led to a disastrous loss of gifted programs in rural schools.
One after the other, over 100 programs in the state. And that's a disaster for the talent development and long-term economic viability by draining that talent potential from particularly from our rural areas.
The number of programs for high-achieving students statewide is rebounding since the recession everywhere but the boot heel. Gifted programs are more prevalent in urban districts than rural ones. There are about 32,000 students in Missouri categorized as gifted. A female former executive of the Kansas-based movie theater company American Multi Cinema, or AMC, alleges in a lawsuit that she was fired in retaliation for asking for equal pay. The Kansas City Star reports that Tanya Mangles of Kansas City contends that as a vice president of product marketing, she performed the same work as several other men in vice president roles. But she says in the lawsuit filed last week in federal court that she was paid between $117,000 and $149,000 less per year than them. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.